course.
It's almost 8 o'clock.
Get a stamp anytime, anywhere and send worldwide with a digital stamp available on the OnPost app. OnPost, for your world.
Across Ireland.
Across Ireland.
On FM.
Digital.
And on your smart speaker.
This is the home of the 80s and 90s.
This is Ireland's Classic Hits Radio.
At 8, good morning, I'm Tina Gates. Israel has carried out its largest attack on Beirut so far in its almost year-long conflict with Hezbollah. Lebanese officials claim at least six people have been killed in airstrikes overnight. IDF spokesman Rear Admiral Daniel Hagari claims it was targeting the military group's central headquarters hidden underground.
Hezbollah must be stopped. Israel is doing what every sovereign state in the world would do if they had a terror organization that seeks their destruction on their border, taking the necessary action.
A protest in solidarity with the people of Lebanon will take place in Dublin today. Members of the Lebanese community will gather outside the Department of Foreign Affairs at 1 o'clock this afternoon. They'll call on the Irish government for immediate action to end the war on Lebanon. Rasha Shraim, who's from Lebanon but lives here, says the loss of life in the region is horrific.
On Monday alone, in one day, over 550 people were killed. These included children, medics, all kinds of people. So we just felt really compelled to do something. And in line with the demands of the Palestine movement for the past year and even longer than that, we are protesting, we're gathering to express our solidarity with the people in Lebanon.
Works underway to finalise Budget 2025. The Public Expenditure Minister and Finance Minister are working together ahead of Tuesday's budget. Pascal Donoghue says the White Paper is very important for setting the scene for decisions made for next year. Minister Donoghue says the economy is doing well, so households will be given help.
All of this is taking place against the context of an economy that continues to perform very, very strongly. We believe that the investment decisions that we are making in our economy at the moment, in capital investment, but also the decisions that have been made to support households at a time in which inflation continues to be a challenge, are playing a role in that economic performance.
Seven men and a teenager are continuing to be questioned by Gardaí in connection with a violent attack on a woman at a Dublin apartment. The woman in her 30s was attacked in Dublin's north inner city. Alan Cantwell has details.
The woman was held against her will at a property on Bolton Street where she was seriously injured. She's being treated in hospital for severe but non-life-threatening injuries. It's understood that Gardaí were targeting a drug-dealing gang when they raided the apartment on Thursday evening. They found the woman, who was severely beaten. Eight males between the ages of 20 and 54 and a 16-year-old boy were arrested and are being detained at various Garda stations. They're being held under Section 4 of the Criminal Justice Act 1984. They had their periods of detention extended and can be questioned for a total of 24 hours. Garda at the Bridewell Garda station are investigating.
The government must act immediately to tackle social housing allocations as homelessness reaches another record total. Focus Ireland says the latest figures from the Department of Housing are shocking. They show the number of people homeless in August stood at 14,486. Conor Culkin of Focus Ireland said social housing must be allocated in greater numbers.
Focus Ireland is urging the government to adopt a policy that allocates a portion of the new social housing that has been built specifically for families who have been homeless long term. And this approach was extremely influential in significantly reducing the homeless figures during the height of the pandemic during 2020.
More than 40 people have been killed across five states after Hurricane Helene struck the U.S. People are still trapped in flooded homes after it hit the coast of Florida as a highly destructive Category 4 storm. Millions of people are without power. And that's your latest news update at 4 minutes past eight.
There are silent conversations that happen on our roads every day between drivers and older pedestrians like me. When we catch each other's eye to say, "Do you see me?" or "I'm crossing." But when people don't look out for each other, those connections can be missed. And so can I.
Too many older pedestrians are being killed on our roads. When we look out for each other,
we keep each other safe.
Please look out for older pedestrians. From the Road Safety Authority. Visit rsa.ie.
Ireland's weather.
With McCarthy Insurance Group. For better value, home, farm, motor, life, health and business insurance in 2024. MIG.ie.
Mostly dry today with the odd scattered cloud. Good sunny spells and a few light showers. Highs of 11 to 14 degrees.
Now,
something for the weekend with Trina Mara. Only on the home of the 80s and 90s.
Ireland's Classic Hits Radio.
Good morning. How are you? It's Trina Mara. Well, coming up in a few minutes, we're going to be chatting to Martin McAloon from Prefab Sprout in a few minutes. What the hell does that band name mean? I'm going to be asking him that. He plays Dublin on Tuesday, Liberty Hall Theatre. Then on Wednesday, he's going to be at Dolan's in Limerick. And Thursday, he is going to be in Belfast. We'll catch up with him. Plus, Fergal Harrington is here. We need to talk about Eamon Holmes and the new girlfriend. What's going on? We'll chat to him next.
Something for the weekend with Trina Mara.
Ireland's Classic Hits Radio.
Hear the drums echoing tonight. She hears only whispers of some quiet conversation. She's coming in 12:30 flight. The moonlit wings reflect the stars that guide me towards salvation. I stopped an old man along the way, hoping to find some old forgotten words or ancient melodies. He turned to me as if to say, "Hurry boy, it's waiting there for you. Cry out in the night as they grow restless, longing for some solitary company. I know that I must do what's right, sure as Kilimanjaro rises like Olympus above the Serengeti. I seek to cure what's deep inside, frightened of this thing that I've become.
Ireland's Classic Hits Radio. Fergal Harrington is in from Intro Matchmaking. Hello, Fergal.
Hello there, Trina.
Did you see the photos of Eamon Holmes and the girlfriend?
I did. True love?
True... Yeah.
Are we too cynical?
Am I allowed to give an opinion on this?
Yeah, I'd love it.
I just don't understand it. So she's a relationship counsellor. I don't know if that's how they met or whether they met in a different way. But she's 42 and he's 64, I think. Mm-hmm. He's really struggling with his health at the moment. And he's in this new relationship.
Yeah.
And Ruth Langsford is gone. His wife of 20-something years. I just don't really get it.
It's a lot to take in very suddenly. And when you see it, I think most people will look at it from a little bit of a cynical point of view, thinking, is it really actually love? Or what's going on there? Or is this massively fast rebound thing? But then you start to say to yourself, am I being cruel? Maybe it is true love. Maybe they are actually really fond of each other. Maybe there is a history there that we didn't know about. And maybe this could potentially work. But when you're looking at it from the outside in, it does just appear like it could just be about money at times.
I don't know. Would he have money? Would he?
Oh,
I don't know whether he really would.
Well, it could be money or power or fame or just that feeling of, okay, I'll be seen now if I'm, you know, with this person. And all of you haters are just going to have to go and do one. You don't know what's going on with our private lives.
Like, I mean, if it was, you know, she started going out with, I don't know, I know this sounds like double standards, but if she started going out with Ryan Reynolds or something, you might go, fair enough, like, she couldn't resist. But Eamon Holmes.
You're not seeing the Eamon Holmes thing, Trina, is that right?
He's safe for me. He's safe.
He's not up on your bedroom wall.
I just don't. And I, do you know what I'd be worried about? He'd be making a fool of himself.
You would be thinking he'd be making a fool of himself.
Possibly, yeah.
Or the ex, or Ruth.
Yeah.
It's a little bit
embarrassing her.
It's a little bit embarrassing for her, I would say. It's a bit quick. It's a bit too sudden. It's a bit too in your face and public, I think, for Ruth. I mean, it's only been like a wet week since the breakup, no?
So here's the thing, right? When your ex moves on very quickly and very publicly, so you could be just an ordinary Joe Soap, mm-hmm. but you know, you'd be known in your area.
Yeah.
And all the friends and the family are like, you were together for like 16, 17 years. The next thing.
Did it mean nothing?
Next thing, they've got a new girlfriend or a new boyfriend after no time.
What I will say on that is, not to make sweeping generalizations, but women often tend to spend an awful long time dissecting what went wrong with the relationship, and they'll talk to their friends and get onto WhatsApp groups. How could I have been different? What could I have said there in this situation? Should I have become more open to that or this? Or should I have been less annoying when he was just wanted to go out with the lads? You know, women do that all the time and they beat themselves up after a breakup, whereas the guy has a shower and moves on because he's just usually not capable of...
They're dirty dogs.
You know?
Dirty dogs.
A lot of the time people will say, look, guys like being kept and being minded and being looked after and they're less independent than women, which is absolutely true. But there's a certain amount of balance that's required where guys should probably take a little bit of a look at themselves and say, what did I actually contribute to that relationship that actually made it, you know, fail in the end? Men don't tend to do that an awful lot. We'd often get calls from people and say, the guys would be like, yeah, no, broke up their relationship for 25 years, broke up there about 3 months ago. It's like, and a woman will call and she'll say, yeah, me and I had a very long relationship with my, you know, my childhood sweetheart. We're together for 30 years and it's ended 12 years ago. So I think now I might be ready to move on. Like, whoa. Because usually she has that sort of maternal guilt whereby, okay, we've got the kids and I want to make sure that they're all, you know, fed and watered and schooled and they're going off to college now and they're my priority. So a lot of women focus solely on the kids and other people, whereas the men focus a lot on themselves. Is that a massively, you know, dangerous statement?
True.
Yeah, well, I mean, I'm saying it. I'm a guy and I honestly do see it and I've seen it for 14 years. And it's very evident.
So is it just in our makeup? We're just differently wired.
Yeah.
The men want to move on quickly.
Yeah, but you could
like,
also...
no offence kind of thing, but you're great for the 17 years.
It's often the type when the guy says, well, no, it's not you, it's me, or I don't really feel I want to have kids. But then they go off with Mary and they have a child within 9 months. So it's just a lot of the time people say things to people that they think will save their feelings when in fact it's actually not the case at all. They just say what they think is the right thing to say to get out of this situation. But I think men need to do a little bit more analytics and women need to maybe pull back and do less and stop beating themselves up so much.
Yeah, yeah. You need to be maybe a little bit more discreet.
Discreet in terms of what?
You are dating somebody 3 weeks after a long-term relationship ends.
Oh, yeah.
Not embarrass the other person.
That's absolutely fair. But also you need to be out of the relationship for such a long time that you're not going to be talking about the ex constantly when you go on this first date with the next person.
Get on it. Get on. Intro Matchmaking. Fergal Harrington's in the studio. It's Ireland's Classic Hits Radio.
You're such a big star to me. You're everything I want to be.
but you're stuck in a hole. And I want you to get out. I don't know what there is to see, but I know it's time for you to leave. We're all just pushing along, trying to figure it out, out, out. All your anticipation pulls you down. When you can have it all, you can have it all. Oh, so come on, so come on, get it on. I don't know what you're waiting for. Your time is coming, don't be late. Hey, hey, so come on, see the light on your face. Let it shine, just let it shine. Let it shine. Stop, stop being so hard on yourself. It's not good for your health. I know that you can change, so clear your head and come round. You only have to open your eyes. You might just get a big surprise, and it may feel good. And you might want to smile, smile, smile. Oh, don't you let your demons pull you down. 'Cause you can have it all. You can have it all. Oh, oh. So come on, get it on. I don't know what you're waiting for. Your time is coming, don't be late. Hey, hey, so come on, see the light on your face. Let it shine, just let it shine. Let it shine. Hey, let me know.
It's radio. Well, are you a fan of Prefab Sprout? Martin McAloon of Prefab Sprout is going to be playing in Dublin at a Liberty Hall Theatre on Tuesday night. Wednesday, he'll be at Dolan's in Limerick. And then on Thursday night in Belfast, we're going to speak to the man next on Ireland's Classic Hits Radio.
This September, Ireland's Classic Hits Radio is thrilled to be a part of Irish Music Month, celebrating and supporting the homegrown talent who soundtrack our parties and our road trips and make every day sound better. So we're asking you to get behind the celebration by choosing to buy albums, gig tickets, t-shirts and music merch direct from your favourite Irish artists. Let's support Irish music by buying Irish. Irish Music Month. Irish Radio supporting Irish artists with the IBI and Hot Press, supported by Commission Amal Sound and Vision Scheme, funded by the television licence fee.
Make it memorable. Make it Faithleg. A beautifully restored 18th century mansion where time stands still in the heart of Waterford's countryside. Let Faithleg enchant and transport you. Lose yourself in fluffy robes, revitalizing treatments, country walks, cozy chats and lingering moments. Indulge in Moorish treats and award-winning dining. Feel a million miles away. Breathe easy. You're wrapped up in Faithleg.
part of FBD Hotels and Resorts.
Harvey Norman, your home of the big screen. Enjoy 10% off our range of LG TVs, like the LG 55-inch B46 OLED TV with stunning picture quality, perfect for watching the big game. Was 1499, now 1349. Or get the LG 55-inch C44 OLED Evo TV and experience vibrant, true-to-life colors and sharp clarity. Was 1749, now 1574. With interest-free finance terms available and our best price guarantee, why shop anywhere else? Harvey Norman, your home of the big screen.
We can think of any number of reasons to go to Kildare Village, like over 100 amazing brands, bags of spectacular savings, full of fashion, boundless beauty, heaps of homewares, stellar style. More? How about superb food, free parking, and just a really great day out? Kildare Village, for any number of reasons.
Get 1 month free GOMO, but you've got to be quick. With GOMO, you get all calls, all texts, all 5G data for just $14.99 a month for life. So what are you waiting for? Join GOMO, the mobile network of the year 2024, and get 1 month free. Hurry, offer ends soon. For more, visit gomo.ie.
Unlimited allowance subject to fair use, 30-day contract. A once-off SIM activation fee of $14.99 applies. For full details, terms, roaming and fair use, see gomo.ie.
Ho, ho, ho. Gather closer, little ones. It's almost time.
Come and share in the wonderful magic of Christmas with Santa and his elves deep in the Alwi Cave. As well as a special personalised visit, Santa has arranged lots of extra surprises this year. Explore our seasonal festive woodland and visit our resident raptors. You've been to the rest, now come to the best. Alwi Burren Experience, Ballyvaughan, County Clare. Book now at alwiburrenexperience.ie.
For over a decade, River Medical has been consistently offering clients the very best in a wide range of surgical and non-surgical cosmetic procedures. That's why we have thousands of satisfied clients who return again and again. All of our patients receive treatments only from our qualified nurses and surgeons. Why not book a consultation with one of our medical experts at our clinics in Dublin or Belfast? For the best service and aftercare, call River Medical on 01662 9106 or visit rivermedical.ie. River Medical. Confidence in cosmetic care.
Getting to grips with a brand new smart speaker? Don't forget, you can use it to listen to your favourite radio station too. Just ask it to play Ireland's Classic Hits Radio for instant access to the home of the 80s and 90s.
Now, more of the 80s and 90s.
On Something for the Weekend with Trina Mara.
Ireland's Classic Hits Radio.
They could be true, all about love and what it can do to you. Highest risk of striking out, the risk of getting hurt, and still I have so much to learn.
Hard to find
a good heart,
love, the lasting kind.
they seemed. If I don't start looking now, I'll be left behind. And a good heart these days, it's hard to find.
Classic Hits Radio, we are delighted to have Martin McAloon with us today from Prefab Sprout. You're very welcome.
Hi, Trina. Thank you very, very much for having me.
God, it's like talking to Anton Deck here. The next best thing, what?
Well, yes, I think one of them went to my son's school.
There you go.
Yeah.
From Newcastle. Yeah. So listen to me, Martin. The breakfast show, we're talking about how bands get their names, and there's been some peculiar ones over the years, and we kind of never really think about it. So I can't let you. I have to kick off by asking you, Prefab Sprout. I mean, what is that about?
Well, when we were about, I'd only be about 10 or 11 years old, and T-Rex were massive at the time. This would be about 1971, 72, something like that. And you know, all bands in that era, like the Grateful Dead, Tyrannosaurus Rex, it was like two-word names, Led Zeppelin. And we were kids, and I was 10, and you kind of went, yeah, Prefab Sprout sounds exactly right for us. Two stupid words stuck together, you've got yourself a band.
Okay, and then, so and absolutely
then,
no
and
meaning
then. And then you grow into it. Absolutely no meaning, and then you grow into it over the years. You become exactly what you stated you were going to be.
That is hilarious. Because I know there was method in the madness with UB40, because I believe that was unemployment benefit form 40, which was getting the dole, your dole money. But yeah, so Prefab Sprout means absolutely nothing.
Nothing. Two words, stick them together and away you go. I'd say that's always the best policy, you know?
Yeah.
There was a journalist once who did say, the only thing holding you back, I love your music, but the only thing holding you back is your stupid name. And we kind of went, yep.
They couldn't commit to you because of the band name. Hilarious.
Exactly.
So listen, how are you keeping, Martin?
I'm very well, thank you very much. I'm very well in this new lease of life that I found at the age of 62.
Because you're coming to Ireland. You've got gigs next week. You're going to be in Dublin at the Liberty Hall Theatre on Tuesday, then in Limerick, Dolan's there on Wednesday, and then Belfast, the Empire on Thursday. But you don't have the full lineup.
No, the last time the full lineup played was as a full band with a full set was 24 years ago, almost quarter of a century ago. It was in April of 2000 over at the Olympia Theatre. So it's quarter of a century since the band played.
I actually knew
and
what
I got,
year.
I got sick of waiting, Trina.
Yeah. I actually saw the date when you were last together, and it didn't actually register in my brain that was nearly a quarter of a century ago. Because you feel like the noughties were only kind of 5 years ago or 10 years ago. My God. So you're doing it anyway because you got fed up waiting around. Tell me about the madness of it when you were first kind of shot to fame and the big songs that were out. I mean, was it a bit of a crazy life back then?
No. In a nutshell, it would be great. It would be great if I could say, yeah, we're partying the whole time. We did virtually nothing. We just kind of went about our business. It was It was just a day at the office, to be perfectly honest. See, I know that's not very exciting, is
top
it?
Top of the pops. I should be saying. And he was just, you know, in Tesco's the next day shopping.
The next day I was at my auntie's funeral. So yes, exactly that.
Ah, Martin.
The next day was just straight into the mundane things of life. Yeah. It's not very exciting.
You gotta make it up. Say you were throwing televisions out of hotel room windows and stuff.
Well, toasters would probably be as far as I'd get.
And cups of tea.
throw a toaster out the window or throw a teacup. I think, wasn't it, there was a point where Martha Reeves and Dusty Springfield, they bonded whilst throwing teacups around the dressing room. So there's one.
Wow.
That's better than throwing, I'd rather have done that than throw TVs out the window.
Martin McAloon is with us from Prefab Sprout, playing a couple of gigs in Dublin this week. Tuesday he is at Liberty Hall Theatre in Dublin, Wednesday at Dolan's in Limerick, and then on Thursday he's going to be in Belfast. More still to come though. It's Something for the Weekend on Ireland's Classics Radio.
Can't find it. Thought you were sent from up above, but you and me never had love. So much more I have to say. Help me find a way. And I wonder if you know how it really feels to be left outside and alone when it's cold out here. Well, maybe you should know just how it feels to be left outside. More to say, but I hope you find a way. Still, I wonder if you know how it really feels to be left outside alone when it's cold out here. Well, maybe you should know just how it feels to be left outside alone, to be left outside alone. I tell you, my life I've been waiting for you to bring a fairy tale.
for the weekend with Trina Mara.
Ireland's Classic Hits Radio.
How far we've come, my baby. We might have took the long way. We knew we'd get there someday. They said, I bet they'll never make it. But just look at us holding on. We're still together, still going strong. Look at us holding on. We're still together, still going strong.
It's radio. How are you? It's Trina Mara. Well, Martin McAloon is with us from Prefab Sprout. Mind you, I have a suspicious feeling that it could be Declan Donnelly I'm talking to. I think he sounds exactly like him from Newcastle. We're going to chat more with Martin or Declan next on Ireland's Classic Hits Radio.
Saturday mornings sound better on Ireland's Classic Hits Radio.
Saturday morning can be busy. Kids, training, shopping. But make some room in the schedule for me. Gareth O'Callaghan, Saturday mornings from 10 a.m. Grab a tea or a coffee while we go back to the future for great songs from the 80s and 90s as you get your weekend underway.
Gareth O'Callaghan.
Every Saturday morning from 10 to 2.
With Creative Dental Clinic Budapest. With aftercare in Ireland.
CreativeDentalClinic.eu.
Ireland's Classic Hits Radio.
Throbbing head, sore back, the aches and pains of cold and flu. No one pain is the same. But for all those everyday pains, there's a moment when you start to feel release. That moment when you start to get back to being you, and you feels amazing. Panadol Extra Film Coated Tablets. Powerful pain relief. Release starts here. Contains paracetamol. Always read the label, leaflet.
New this week in Home Store and More. All bar stools and chairs are all half price. But better hurry, because when all our half price bar stools and chairs are gone, they're gone. Also, all mattress toppers are still all half price. But better hurry, because when all our half price mattress toppers are gone, they're definitely gone. Drop by your local Home Store and More. Visit us online at homestoreandmore.ie. Home Store and More.
a happy home.
If you're naturally curious and want to solve problems, or you want to have an impact on issues you really care about, if you want to make a difference through better public policy, or you've a grá for Gaeilge and want to keep it in the conversation, if you want to use your skills to benefit society, there's a public job for that. Whatever your interest, whatever your skills, explore hundreds of different careers at publicjobs.ie.
Christmas is coming.
Oh no.
Oh yes. The Christmas Shopping Expo. Ireland's new indoor Christmas shopping fair at the National Indoor Arena, Blanchardstown, on 7th and 8th of December. Forget the stresses of Christmas shopping and get all your festive gifts and stocking fillers all under one roof. Make Christmas extra special this year at the Christmas Shopping Expo on 7th and 8th of December. For tickets or information on exhibiting at Ireland's new Christmas Gifts Fair, visit christmasshopping.ie.
Now, more of the 80s and 90s.
On Something for the Weekend with Trina Mara.
Ireland's Classic Hits Radio.
For the Weekend with Trina Mara.
Ireland's Classic Hits Radio.
Desk, it's radio, and we're joined by Martin McAloon of Prefab Sprout fame. He's going to be playing in the Liberty Hall Theatre in Dublin on Tuesday. Wednesday, he'll be at Dolan's in Limerick, and then Thursday in Belfast. There's some of the big Prefab Sprout hits that we all know and love, and we play here on Ireland's Classic Hits Radio because we're all about the 80s. Cars and Girls, what a song. When love breaks down, the king of rock and roll. But I have to ask you about the lyrics as well. Hot dog, jumping frog, Albuquerque. Again, what
well,
does that mean?
It's a similar thing to the name, isn't it? It's three words that you could fit together that are absolutely unrelated, but would look great on a t-shirt. And the rest of the lyrics are, you know, you just, it's pointing out how when you get to a certain age, like 62, like I am, it's how ridiculous it is that you had a hit with a song with words that had no meaning, in a band that had no meaning. But it still encapsulates a whole lifetime and the futility of being in a rock band.
Oh. And they're songs that we can still, like, we still just love them today. They don't age, sure they don't.
Well, I know, and that's why I'm doing this. I love playing those songs. So even if I wasn't touring, I'd still, in the morning, I'd wake up and I'd play a handful of these songs every day of my life. Mm. And I'd play them on the guitar. I don't listen to them on the radio or on the record player or anything like that. It's just from memory and then keeping my hands in use, playing them and remembering the lyrics. And, you know, even at the point, I think the tickets are nearly all sold, but had nobody bought tickets, I'd still play all these songs on the night when I came over because I enjoy playing them. And they are timeless and you can do them any which way you can. And the amount of cover versions that have been done by various people, from Cher to Lisa Stansfield to Kylie Minogue and Rod Stewart, you know, it's kind of, they do them in their own way and they always work. So the songs are flawless. I do, you know, I'm as big an admirer of my brother's writing now, Paddy's writing, because he wrote them all. And I'm his biggest fan. Everybody else is secondary to me.
So Paddy, talk to me about Paddy.
Oh, he's good. He's good. He just gets on with his own thing and he's doing his own stuff. Yeah.
Because somebody was saying that he was in ill health and that's why he couldn't really tour.
Well, he's had difficulty with his hearing and his eyesight. But apart from that, he was never big on touring anyway. And I think, but he's good and he's just doing his own thing and he's getting on with it. And, you know, he writes all the time. He writes and he plays all the time. And it's just, I suppose, just figuring out which ones he wants to do when. And
it's all that.
He's in good spirits.
Yeah. Isn't it gas when you think about the music videos back then? I mean, now they would have like a huge team of stylists and all kinds of people and hangers-on in the background. It was a vest in the music video and that was it.
That's it. Yeah. We did have stylists, but nobody could ever make me look like anything that you'd want to see in a movie.
A stylist styled a vest top. Are you serious? Wow.
I know. There's many a time I'd be handed various clothes to wear and I'd think, well, I'm kind of like the jeans.
God, you were robbed. Robbed. You need to be getting onto the stylist and saying, we want our money back.
I know. I should bring one on tour, shouldn't I?
We will see you when you're in town. There's no missing you, actually. Can you describe how you're looking these days? If anyone hasn't seen a picture of you recently, you might just describe so people know.
I think it's a hangover from the pandemic. But I've got long white hair and long white beard. It's not that long and I'm going to try and get it cut, trimmed a bit before I come across. I don't want to scare you.
If any shopping centres are looking for somebody to sit in a grotto this Christmas time, Martin's your
man. Right. I'm very, very close. I'm very close.
Well, Martin, it's so nice to talk
Trina.
To you. I'm still kind of wondering, because we're on a call here and you're not on Zoom, I'm kind of thinking, was I really talking to Declan Donnelly all that time? Because you just sound so like him.
Do we really? I wouldn't know, but... Is that what I sound like?
Exactly like him. Yeah, and I wouldn't be surprised. That fella, he plays tricks on people, so he could be pretending to be you. You never know.
I wouldn't know.
That's thanks great. So much. Take care of yourself, Martin, and we'll see you
Trina,
next week.
Thanks so much.
See you now. Bye.
Brilliant stuff.
Bye-bye.
Bye now. Bye.
It's Ireland's Classic Hits Radio.
Bypass my way, Are they never begin? Innocence, common grief, at the hands of life's stinking car thief. That's my concept of sin. Does heaven wait all heavenly over the next horizon? Look at us now. Some things hurt more, much more than cars and girls. Just look at us now. What adds up the way it did when we were young? Just look at us now. Some things hurt more, much more than cars and girls. Life's a drive through a dust bowl. What's it do to a young soul? We are deeply concerned. Someone stops for directions. Something responds deep in our engines. We have all been burned. Will heaven wait all heavenly over the next horizon? Look at us now. Some things hurt more, much more than cars and girls. Just look at us now. What adds up the way it did when we were young? Look at us now. Some things hurt more, much more than cars and girls.
Trina Mara.
Ireland's Classic Hits Radio.
Ireland's Classic Hits Radio. How are you doing? It's Trina Mara. Well, still to come, Travel Saturday with Sarah Slattery and Ed Finn. They're going to be in the studio. We're talking about skiing today. And I want to tell you about an event happening for the De La Salle Mixed Ability Rugby Team. They're raising money all weekend and I'd really love if you could help them out, even if it meant bringing your empty plastic bottles to them and they'll use those refund machines to get the money. They're trying to get to the International Mixed Ability Rugby World Cup and it will tell you all about that after nine on Ireland's Classic Hits Radio.
Ireland's Classic Hits Radio is a non-stop journey through your favourite ever classic hits.
And now you can revisit even more musical memories as we invite you back to the future.
Where we're going, we don't need headphones.
Jump on board each day as we aim our DeLorean at a different classic year. But where will the memories take you?
Back to the future. Play along with Ruth Scott, Sunday evenings from 6.
And with Trina and Damien right through the week.
The kids are going to love it.
Only on the home of the 80s and 90s, Ireland's Classic Hits Radio.
There's 25% off all clothing at F&F until Wednesday, the 2nd of October with your Tesco Club card or app. That's 25% off everything from autumn layers to winter coats to make the great outdoors and indoors a breeze. F&F makes fashion sense. Subject to availability. Available in the majority of larger stores.
Carl Henry here. Back to school kids should hit the ground running. So jumpstart their immune systems with Pharmaton Kitty Liquid. Packed with vitamins and minerals, Pharmaton Kitty Liquid is perfect for back to school superstars. Available from pharmacies nationwide. Food supplements should not be substituted for a varied diet and or healthy lifestyle. Always read the label. See more at farmington.ie.
Cameron McIntosh and Disney present Mary Poppins. Only Mary Poppins can bring you the most spectacular, spit-spot, magical, practically perfect, gravity-defying, supercalifragilisticexpialidocious. And she's flying to Bord Gáis Energy Theatre this Christmas from the 11th of December for 5 weeks only. Tickets available now. BordGáisEnergyTheatre.ie.
Where you work, who you work with, and how you feel on a Sunday night matters. For over a decade, Barden have been making Sunday nights feel better. Whether you're in finance or tech, admin or analytics, law or life sciences, your future is too important to leave to chance. Barden. Recruitment, but better.
Are you looking for a new job in 2024? Recruit.ie is Ireland's new online jobs board, dedicated to getting you the job you want and the pay you deserve. Search thousands of jobs in companies nationwide, upload your CV, and find your dream job today, all free of charge. Find a job you love at Recruit.ie. For anniversaries that sizzle, celebrations that shine, and birthdays that really pop. You make the booking and Hyde will make it unforgettable with a fully heated rooftop terrace. And we're open for brunch Saturdays and Sundays from noon. It's all happening at Hyde, Lemon Street, Dublin 2, where the night comes alive. Looking to enroll on courses this year? Search the largest courses database in Ireland on nightcourses.com and courses.ie. Find your course.
It's almost 9 o'clock.
Celebrate Ireland's music legends with our iconic Irish Voices stamps. Unpussed for your world.
Across Ireland.
Across Ireland.
On FM.
Digital.
And on your smart speaker.
This is the home of the 80s and 90s.
This is Ireland's Classic Hits Radio.
At 9, good morning, I'm Tina Gates. Israel has carried out its largest attack on Beirut so far in its almost year-long conflict with Hezbollah. Lebanese officials claim at least six people have been killed in airstrikes overnight. IDF spokesman Rear Admiral Daniel Hagari claims it was targeting the military group's central headquarters hidden underground.
Hezbollah must be stopped. Israel is doing what every sovereign state in the world would do if they had a terror organization that seeks their destruction on their border, taking the necessary action.
A protest in solidarity with the people of Lebanon will take place in Dublin today. Members of the Lebanese community will gather outside the Department of Foreign Affairs at 1 o'clock this afternoon. Rasha Shraim, who's from Lebanon but lives here, says the loss of life in the region is horrific.
On Monday alone, in one day, over 550 people were killed. These included children, medics, all kinds of people. So we just felt really compelled to do something. And in line with the demands of the Palestine movement for the past year and even longer than that, we are protesting. We're gathering to express our solidarity with the people in Lebanon.
Work's been done to finalise Budget 2025. The Public Expenditure Minister and Finance Minister are working together ahead of Tuesday's budget. Pascal Donoghue says the economy is doing well, so households will be given help.
All of this is taking place against the context of an economy that continues to perform very, very strongly. We believe that the investment decisions that we are making in our economy at the moment, in capital investment, but also the decisions that are being made to support households at a time in which inflation continues to be a challenge, are playing a role in that economic performance.
Seven men and a teenager are still being questioned by Gardaí in connection with a violent attack on a woman at a Dublin apartment. The woman in her 30s was attacked in Dublin's north inner city. Alan Cantwell has more details.
The woman was held against her will at a property on Bolton Street where she was seriously injured. She's being treated in hospital for severe but non-life-threatening injuries. It's understood that Gardaí were targeting a drug-dealing gang when they raided